my patients, and we're in a position of working with someone we trust, but yet we don't trust the advice. Can you explain some of that to us, please? I know it's a long question.
Right. It's a really complex, situation where, we use mammograms. There's no question that mammograms have saved lives, but there's a lot of problems with them. So, first of all, mammograms, they don't pick up all the breast cancers, so they can miss 20 to 30% of breast cancers because a breast cancer has to produce calcium in order for the mammogram to see it. So I had a patient once where entire breast was replaced by tumor, the mammogram didn't see it. So most women, they forget about that, and they think that if their mammogram's okay, they're okay. So it can actually lead to delayed diagnosis because, if somebody feels something and they're like, well, my mammogram was okay, then I don't have to worry about it. The other problem, as you described, is that the vast majority of areas in the breast that a mammogram will pick up that it's calling suspicious actually turns out to be completely fine. So about 80% of everything that a mammogram says looks suspicious and needs a biopsy turns out to be benign. So that means in the United States, roughly about a million breast biopsies are done every year. So 800,000 of them are unnecessary. Now, the trauma that women go through...
Oh, tremendous.
Horrible. So there was actually a study I found recently done that looked at the psychological impact of stress and, having them doing testing. And so women who had to undergo a biopsy, but it came back that it was benign, they had as much psychological disturbances on their testing 6 months later as somebody who was diagnosed with cancer. Mm. So these, false positives, as we call them, mm-hmm. are not, things.
They're not benign.
Because, they cause a lot of stress in people and increase medical costs and everything like that. So really, the other thing about mammograms, they use radiation, and radiation is something we know increases the risk of breast cancer. And if you use mammograms on young women, their breast tissue is more sensitive to radiation. And so now there's been some research that's come out in the past year or so, which has shown that if you do even one mammogram on somebody when they're in their 20s, they have a significant increased risk of developing breast cancer. If you do radiation imaging, so that could be CAT scans or, mammograms on women who have the genetic form, the BRCA1 gene mutation, they can have up to a 90% increased risk of breast cancer from doing the imaging. So we really don't want to use something that, uses a technology that actually contributes to the disease that we're trying to prevent, right? That seems kind of crazy.
But
so there's a bunch of other... Go ahead.
But other options aren't given, and that's the part that's so important, because
right.
women who have the BRCA gene are going in for regular mammographies.
Yeah,
I had a patient of mine who was 27. Her mother had breast cancer at a younger age, and so she was very worried about breast cancer. From 27, every 6 months she was getting
Give her breast cancer. I mean, and you can't see anything. Usually that's why they don't recommend that you have a mammogram done until you're 40 or 50 years old, because you can't see the breast tissue. It's too dense. And that's a whole other realm where they're looking at women who have, dense breasts, and the mammograms will miss them. And up to 70% of those women. So there's different imaging techniques that don't use radiation and that can actually help us, through seeing dense breasts and being able to evaluate women who are younger. So those include things like an ultrasound. Now there's several different kinds of ultrasounds. We're probably beyond what this discussion is here, but there's a 3D ultrasound that's being used for women with dense breasts, is getting some really good response from it. There's the MRI scan, which the cost of it, it uses a magnet, so it doesn't use any radiation, but the cost of it is something that exceeds what makes it valuable as a screening test, because an average one could cost $2,500 across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then thermography, which uses an infrared picture of the breast that looks at heat and blood vessel patterns in the breast, and these are changes that we see before a tumor forms. So it's the only technology that we have where you can actually pick up physiological changes that are occurring years before you get a tumor that actually forms. And if you go in there, you know, when somebody's got some of these changes that show up on a thermogram, and you start coaching people about diet and various different nutritional supplements. Actually, I designed one called Protective Breast Formula that has seven different nutritional supplements in one tablet: green tea, maitake mushrooms, grapeseed extract, vitamin D3, and a couple different things.
So you're hearing some of the lecture that you will receive in its entirety when you support WBAI and choose to take the premium Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner. And we've been playing little excerpts from the interview. Absolutely. Just amazing. Filled with information. Just alive, vibrant, and knowledgeable this woman is. It's just amazing. And you know what else happens? She's so empowering. And that's what it's all about. It's being empowered with information, with facts, and with direction on how to create a better life, a better lifestyle, resist disease. The number to call, 516-620-3602. The premium I've brought to the table, to WBAI, to support WBAI, is Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner, plus a hour and 15 minutes exclusive interview CD with Dr. Christine Horner. You'll not hear this interview anywhere else. We spoke together, and it was, as you're hearing, it was very inspiring, very informative. As we're talking, I'm making notes. Why? Trying to keep up with her was just an experience. But in her book, the book that we spoke about in the interview, it's so beautifully written. She talks about a very specific type of detox. Now, I've had people walk in my office who said, well, they were detoxing. I've had someone faint in my office who said she was detoxing. She had fasted so much that she had become so weak, and she just fainted in my office. That's not the type of detox that pulls toxins out and enhances health at all. So she has a type of detox that's very specific, and she scientifically explains it. I looked this up. This is an ancient Ayurvedic detox. I looked it up. I read it on multiple sites. I was totally unimpressed with this detox until I read her book. It's called a panchakama. It's called a panchakama. And what it is a detox with fat. We all know that toxins and xenoestrogens are stored in our fats. PCBs, bisphenol A, they're all stored in our fat. So how do we get them out of our body? The PCBs, there is really no known effective way of getting these out of our body. And we know that they overstimulate hormone receptors. So what are we to do? All traditional detox really don't touch the issue. Well, her detox, not her Ayurvedic, but her way of explaining it, that literally opened my eyes and opened my mind, is through using ghee. Ghee is a butter that has been boiled for 20 minutes at a low heat, so you don't see any of the steam coming up or any of the burning, and it's been boiled, and out come the dairy proteins and out comes the water. And ghee becomes very pure. It becomes clear. It can sit on the counter. It is solid at room temperature. And you can then use it in your cooking, or on raw, on what whatever you're eating. It's absolutely delicious. And what happens is that you fill the body in a very prescribed way with ghee, and you build the fat into the bloodstream. Now, this ghee does not aggravate or get absorbed and create cholesterol problems. And so you build it into the bloodstream, and you create a pressure gradient. And if you know from high school about a permeable membrane, if you put salt on one side and pure water, salt water on one side and pure water on the other, the pure water draws the salt until there's equal amounts of salt on both sides. Well, what this detox does, and it's very prescribed and very precise, is it builds up the fat and it draws the fat and toxins out into the bloodstream and excretes them through the bowel. And there have been studies published studies documenting that patients doing the Panchakarma had an initial rise in what they call lipid peroxidase, that is an inflammatory fat, an enzyme that goes up in the presence of oxygen-free radicals, so that's in terms of inflammation. But following the therapy, the lipid peroxidase fell below pre-treatment levels. So inflammation goes up and then goes way down. So it reduces inflammation. And it also, when tested, the PCBs, the toxins, had been drawn out of the body and were not measurable when they had been measurable prior to this. For example, a the coronary arteries were dilated and increased by 80%, and the good kind of cholesterol, the HDL, increased by 75%, and total serum cholesterol decreased. So you're shifting the ratio of cholesterol. You're drawing the poisons out. You want to be going to the bowel, keeping your bowel moving, pulling them out of your body. There is no other form of detox that can get this type of results. A detox with fats. It's just amazing. You also use sesame oil, which has a very high antioxidant property. Dr. Ali always talks about it, and moves into the tissue and helps draw the toxins out of the cells also. So this is carefully explained in a way that makes sense. When I read it other places, I've read it before, it really didn't make sense to me. You really would like to do this detox with you, with your partner, pull toxins out. I would love for those people who are planning a pregnancy to do this detox. Pull those poisons out of your body. I would love people who possibly have an irregular diagnosis to do this detox and pull those poisons right out of the body. It's called a Panchakarma, which is a very specific form of detox, a fat detox that draws toxins out of the body. The number to call, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. I just want to ask you a question. Were you aware of this before? Well, then you're ahead of me, because I really didn't understand this and the power of this medicine until I picked up this book. And I told you I was going to skim it. I couldn't skim it. I had to read it. It was so powerful. The book is Waking the Warrior Goddess, and that's what she does. She wakes the warrior goddess within ourselves to fight disease and to become alive again. And that's Dr. Christine Horner. The book plus an exclusive interview for WBAI, an hour and 15 minutes. That's $100 support for WBAI. And like I said, I would very much like a group of women in church, in book clubs, buy this book, share it with each other, start. Now, the information in the CD is different from the book. Start by listening to the CD and then read the book and come back every week and discuss it. What power you have in preventive medicine and enhancing your life. The number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Support WBAI. Guess who walked in?
Hi, Corrine.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, well, this is such an exciting program. I really just cannot wait to get my hands on this book because there are so many important issues that it covers. Walking the Warrior Goddess. Now, every woman has this warrior goddess within.
Yes.
And I believe even men have the warrior goddess within. But this is a way of awakening it. Yes. And having that power to heal our own bodies. I mean, what could be better than that? You know, and I remember doing a report almost 10 years ago when the American Medical Association was telling women, go out there and get those mammograms every year. And when I researched it, if you do a mammogram every year for 10 years, the radiation will give you breast cancer.
Oh.
And so, probably not even that many years. So it's like crazy the way that we are being advised to take care of ourselves when there's such revolutionary material available here.
Well,
it's only
documented.
A $100 pledge of support for the book and the CD and the knowledge. The knowledge is really what you want for yourself, for your mothers, for your daughters, for your sisters. If you're listening to this program right now, don't let us reach the top of the hour without you saying, yes, this is what I'm going to offer myself. This is what I'm going to offer my loved ones. And see, the beauty of this premium is because you also get the CD. So a person can sit down and be engaged and understand and learn just as if, you know, they were in the room talking to Dr. Christine Horner themselves. And then the book is there as the backup for the research, for the real instructions on what you might be able to do or can do. It's just a matter of deciding that you want to change your life for the better and that you want to eliminate as much as possible this risk that, you know, is fed into our ears all the time. The media talks about we're at risk for breast cancer. The doctors talk about we're at risk for breast cancer. Anyone with breasts can be said to have a risk, I would
presume.
Guess
what, males
have also breasts and breast cancer.
And breast cancer.
So, but this gives us a chance to change our life, to empower ourselves so that we don't get to that point of manifesting that risk. So now is the time. We just got in about 3 calls in just the last 15 minutes or so. Let's triple that. We're only going to be here for another, 10 minutes, 15 minutes at the max before our next program. So make your phone call. Make that pledge, 516-620-3602. And it's really wonderful when I see someone who is so dedicated to the cause of their work. You know, so Corrine's work, you know, this is something that she does every day. She talks to people. She helps people through these processes of healing their bodies. And she understands, you know, the hormonal elements of health. She understands the nutritional elements of health. And so when she chooses a premium, I promise you that it's vibrant, it's vital, it's important, and it's got life-saving information in it. Every single premium you've brought to the air has been this way.
Thank you.
It's just so amazing the amount of commitment that you're bringing to this. Waking the Warrior Goddess, harnessing the power of nature and natural medicine to achieve extraordinary health. And I don't see how we could pass that up. The number is 516-620 210-340-3602. We need for you to call right now so we can reach the goal of today's program. Let's see, we just got a few more calls coming in. Let's get another 6 callers in the next 5 minutes, and we can do that because there are people there who can answer that phone when you dial 516-620-3602. You receive a book, you receive the CD with the interview, and it's a lengthy interview, and you will also receive your membership to WBAI when you make that phone call, and the number is 516-620-3602. And the more intuitive way to do this, I suppose, is when you make that phone call, you can use your credit and debit cards. But you also have the opportunity, if you prefer, to ask that you be billed and your information will be taken and you'll get an invoice in the mail. Or if you are someone who's like, maybe you want to break this up into 2 payments, you can do that as well. When you make that phone call, 516-620-3602, the most expedient and the most generous, and it's an amazing thing when I can recognize that, yeah, we're here fundraising because we need to support WBAI, but when we can come to you with something that might actually save your health and save your life, it's very rewarding to be able to do that and to know that what's being offered is something that is truly a value and a plus to all of you who would make that pledge of support in the amount of $100.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. There's so much to learn here. There's nothing more vulnerable, Kathy, than having to make a life choice or being faced with a life choice without information to make those choices. Mm-hmm. And that's what I felt happened this week to the American women. They really didn't understand. They didn't understand what they were facing or dealing with. They were not giving me any information on what their risks and or what really they could do about the situation that Angelina Jolie went through. And that's what we're here now giving you. We're giving you options. We're giving you educated options that if this is your choice, you have a choice, and you can make that choice in an educated and informed way that will enhance your life and your health. And that's the book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and that's by Dr. Christine Horner. It got the award of being the best book in medicine and nutrition and health. That's a pretty powerful book here. And it's here for you, and we're here for you, and we're asking for your support. The number to call, 516-620-3602. You do yourself a favor. You do yourself a favor in 2 ways. You do yourself a favor by supporting WBAI. You know, I've listened to BAI and Pacifica. if I tell you how many years, and 24/7 for so many years, and we want that available to ourselves. But you also do yourself a favor and your family a favor by learning how and understanding how to make yourself and your family healthier. You know, when we're dealing with risk factors and we're dealing with Americans and we're dealing with American children, it's very grim. But those are only risk factors that are created by what they call epigenetics, by what we do in our life, what we eat, how we sleep, how we exercise, how we move, the water we drink, the nutrients we take in. All of that can be shifted. We, you and I, and our children could have a totally different risk factor than the rest of the country. And we could do that without destroying our lives, but just bringing this into our lives And it's a very happy thing to work together on health. It really binds a family, a very positive way of binding a family. The number to call, support WBAI, support this program, support your health, is 516-620-3602. And also, I would very much like you, when you receive this, when you receive the CD, I want your feedback. I want to hear how this made you feel in the same way that it worked with me. It empowered me. And guess what? I'm very knowledgeable. This book empowered me. Empowered me in working with my patients, empowered me in working with my family, and empowered me about myself and my own health. The number to call, 516-620-3602. We're coming to the top of the hour. We have just no procrastinating. We're here for you. We're here for you all the time. And we expect and we deserve your support. So give us a call.
That's right. And calls are coming in, but I think we can handle another 10, 15 calls in the last 5 minutes of the program. So why don't you be that caller to initiate this last real effort, this last push in fundraising, because what we're here building is not just a healthy BAI, but we're building a healthy community, a healthy healthy listenership. And it's really important for you to take that step, to take that positive step. You know, we all have these issues carrying around too much weight, and sometimes weight isn't even a factor. Someone could be very thin and you might think very fit, but not eating the healthy kind of diet that's going to empower them to become the warrior goddess.
Waking
the Warrior Goddess is the premium. It's a book and CD, and you can receive that by calling 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602, and make that call and show your support for WBAI. But most importantly, receive this information so that you can empower yourself, or you can share this information with the women in your lives. And even men, I think, most likely would benefit from all this information, because men have breasts and their health is also conditioned by the factors of what they put into their body.
You know, prostate cancer also is estrogen receptors. So what enhances health in breast cancer is also enhances health in prostate and colon. Very specific, direct, lateral correlation between prostate, breast, and colon. And so the information that you're getting here about turmeric, about green tea, about the mushrooms, the shiitake mushroom, and what makes them strong and how to take them, all of this information is translatable to males as well as females.
And as we, I guess we have to make room for the next program, getting set up right now. Now is your opportunity to get that last-minute call in. I know a lot of you like to wait till the end. Well, now is the time. 516-620-3602. Make a pledge of $100 for Waking the Warrior Goddess by Dr. Christine Horner. And thank you, Corrine. Do you have a final thought or a word to your audience?
I really enjoy being here with you. I enjoy sharing this information with you. I really want you to share it with your friends and family. Kathy said it. We want to make our community healthier with choices. The number to call, 516-620-3602. Support WBAI. Support your right to know and understand. Thank you. This has been a special edition of Take Charge of Your Health. And I'm Corrine Fenari, clinical nutritionist, physician assistant. Join me on my Facebook, Corrine Fenari, RPACCN, and share your thoughts. Bye-bye.
Is this where I sign up to get my medical oregano?
You don't have to sign up for medical oregano.
I don't need a medical oregano card.
The medicinal properties of oregano are well known.
I know. I heard it on WBAI.
Even so, my brother was unable to speak, could not walk. We gave him oregano.
And it cured him?
First he started to crawl.
Oh.
Then he sort of toddled.
Could he say anything?
He said da-da.
Oh.
Then mama. And then he went off to kindergarten.
And you owe it all to oregano.
No, we owe it all to WBAI.
Well, what about the oregano?
We put it on his pizza.
If you owe it all to WBAI, make sure to keep your membership current. For only $25 a year, you will enjoy all the privileges of membership, including the right to vote in WBAI's democratically run elections. And don't forget to sprinkle some oregano on your pizza.
Turn the music back on.
In a minute. First, noble human Homer Simpson will explain his primitive yet beautiful culture.
But perhaps Earth's greatest achievement is moon rocks. Oh, and the golden age of radio.
Ooh. Truly a species with much to offer.
Seriously? Are we listening to the same guy?
Yes, another unsolicited celebrity endorsement for the Golden Age of Radio. Join me, Max Schmid, for the best of radio's history. Comedies, mysteries, you name it, we'll have it. Programs you may remember, if you're over 80, and programs that you've never heard of before. All fascinating stuff, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, right here on WBAI New York.
The WBAI Local Station Board will be meeting on Wednesday, February 11th at the ARC Central Harlem Senior Center, located at 120 West 140th Street between Malcolm X and Adam Clayton Powell Boulevards in the Village of Harlem in the borough of Manhattan. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. The public is welcome.
Buddy, old pal. So I want you to be my buddy.
Why can't we be friends?
You've got a friend.
Friend. Good.
Friends or buddies, as we like to refer to you as here at WBAI. Either way, we invite you to join us and become a member of this fine radio station. We want to partner with you, but we want to do it in the least imposing and most painless way possible. Here's the deal. It's called the Buddy Pledge. You give us your support for 12 months, and we give you access to the most eclectic music, as well as the best and thought-provoking news, talk, and community affairs. Sound good? See it in your heart to pledge a minimum of $10 per month. Each payment will automatically be deducted from your credit or bank statement, so there's no reminder need it. Just join us for a one-year membership and go online at www.give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org and be part of our vibrant community. WBAI New York.
Do you like Bob Marley? Do you like the award-winning Midnight Ravers? Then tune in Friday, February 6, 2015, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for our marathon special, Bob Marley, Soul Rebel. And be sure to show your support. That's Friday, February 6th, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for Bob Marley, Soul Rebel. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Welcome to a very special Fun Drive program. I am Christine Blasdale, and I am very happy that you're tuning in right now to listening to this wonderful radio station that we are working on trying to raise money for. the importance of this radio station and this network, sometimes we forget in the hectic day-to-day business that we do here. But this is the one place on your dial that you can tune to hear alternative thoughts on a whole range of things, everything from public affairs and the political world, what's going on around our globe with war and the economy, also with health and nutrition and spirituality as well. And I'm very, very happy to be, you know, I've worked for this network for 11 years. And during that time, I've done so many Fun Drive programs, I cannot tell you. And I've never had the opportunity to offer what I'm going to be offering to you today. I am so very, feel honored and very blessed to be bringing you the content that I am going to be bringing you today. And great thanks to the Pacifica Radio Archives, who have collected this this wonderful material and is making it available to you. We are going to be featuring this hour the wonderful voice and words and thoughts of Mr. Alan Watts. Alan Watts was a British-born philosopher, writer, and speaker, and best known as an interpreter of Eastern philosophy for a Western audience. He really brought it to the Western world. And he moved, it's very interesting, he moved to the United States in about 1938 and began a Zen training in New York. And he received a master's degree in theology, also was became an Episcopal priest, then left the ministry in 1950 and moved to California, where he joined the faculty of the American Academy of Asian Studies. And Alan Watts actually gained quite a large following in the San Francisco Bay Area while working, get this, as a volunteer programmer at a local Pacifica station, yes, KPFA, right there in Berkeley. And oh my goodness, he wrote more than 25 books. He's just an amazing individual. His work will live on and on in the Pacifica Radio Archives, who has the largest collection of his work from these programs that he did on Pacifica Radio. And we're going to be offering, I have three different levels this hour that you can participate in to support this station and this network and the archives as well. We're going to offer the complete Alan Watts collection. This is a three CD set. This is an MP3 CD set, which means that there are over 28 hours of Alan Watts. It's the complete Alan Watts collection. It spans many years, and it is available to you for a $150 pledge. So that's the $150 level. We also have at the $300 level something that I'm very, very happy that the archives are, the wonderful director of the archives, Brian DeShazer, I begged and pleaded on my hands and knees and asked if we could offer these, and he said yes. So also we have at the $300 level the history of the From the Vault. This is an 8 gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives, which of course includes the complete collection of Alan Watts, but so much more. Everything from Ray Bradbury, Alice Coltrane, John Coltrane as well, Jimi Hendrix, George Carlin, Gore Vidal, it goes on and on. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X. The content is amazing. Again, it's 342 hours for a $300 pledge. And we have this wonderful deal that if you pledge at the $300 level, you're going to get not one, but two of the 8 gigabyte jump drives. So you pledge for one, you get two, basically. And you can give that extra jump drive to a school of your choice, a university. I think it's a great, great deal. And for those of you who have the wherewithal and can pledge, at the $1,000 level, we have the Archivist Circle Pack. And that is, wow, 800 plus hours from the Pacifica Radio Archives. We're talking, you get jump drives, you get discs, you get so much. And again, you get the pledge for one, you get one free. You pledge and get the Archivist Circle Pack. We're going to give you an additional pack. And again, that is 800 hours, and that's at the $1,000 level. I want to jump into now Alan Watts, and I want you to experience, if you've never heard him before, get ready. You are going to have some ear candy right now. We're going to listen to Alan talk about the Tao and a way of life, and how talking about earning a living, but we're all struggling, right? We're all working. Sometimes work can be frustrating. Sometimes living can be frustrating. I want you to listen to the words of Alan Watts. Again, we have this available at the $150 level for 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection. Take it away, Mr. Alan Watts.
But I think that we have not only obviously on the surface here lost the idea that our occupations are vocations. Oh no, not everybody has. But to a very large extent, our idea of an occupation is a way of making money. And we make a very, very destructive division between work and play. We spend 8 hours or whatever it may be at work in order to earn the money to enjoy ourselves in the other 8 hours. And that is a perfectly ridiculous way of living. It's much better to be very poor indeed than to do something so stupid as boring yourself and wasting yourself for 8 hours in order to be able to enjoy yourself the other 8 hours. And the result of this, when you get this fantastic division between work and play, is that work becomes drudgery and play becomes empty. We are speaking of a conception of life, in other words, where work and play should in a way be identical. And it's interesting that Hindus, when they speak of the creation of the universe, don't call it the work of God. They call it the play of God, the Vishnu Lila, Lila meaning play. And they look upon the whole manifestation of all universes as a play, as a sport, as a kind of dance. Lila perhaps being somewhat related to our word lilt. In this superficial sense, then, we have in the West tended to lose the idea of our work, our profession, being a way in that sense. And also, furthermore, our religions tend very much to lose sight of what is meant by Dao or way in Chinese, because to a very large extent, Western religion, Christianity, or in what we might call its standard brand forms, does not quite fulfill the function that things like Buddhism and Vedanta, which is the central doctrine of Hinduism, and Taoism fulfill in Asian society. Now, mind you, these ways of I'm talking about in Asia are not followed by an enormous number of people, except in a kind of nominal, superficial way. And I'm not trying to make any vast comparisons between Asian society and Western society, and saying that the total Asian way of life is superior to ours. I don't think it is, but I don't think it's necessarily inferior either. It's just different. But the fact remains that there is an aspect of Asian religion and Asian philosophy which is very subdued in Western religion and Western philosophy. So that you might say that a way in Asia, in the sense of the Chinese Dao, is something that does not quite exist in the West in any recognized form. It does exist, yes. It exists unofficially, it exists occasionally, but it's never clearly recognized. So I want to devote this first program to going quite thoroughly into what are these ways, because this program is mainly going to be concerned with discussing the impact upon the West of these profounder aspects of the life and thought of Asia. Now, when we get introduced to some such subject, say, as Buddhism, or Vedanta, or Taoism, or Confucianism, we usually get introduced to it as a form of religion. We may have read books on comparative religion, wherein these phenomena are classed together with Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and so on. And this is really very misleading. It's almost as misleading as if you were to get a textbook on botany, on flowers, and suddenly come across a few chapters on birds. And you would think this was a rather odd classification. Well, if you know anything very much about these forms of Asian spirituality, you get the same kind of a funny shock in seeing them classed in the same type of thing as Christianity or Judaism. This is not to say, you see, that they are superior to Christianity and Judaism. They're different. They have different functions. And when we class them together as all various forms of religion, then a discussion arises as to which is the best religion for everybody, or the best one for you or for me. But I think the difference is much more subtle than that.
Oh, that was Alan Watts. And again, he the way he lays it out, that is just a tiny portion of what we have in store for you. I'm going to try and play as many clips as I can from this wonderful philosopher, this bringer of Eastern philosophy to the Western world. He passed away in 1973, and we are so very lucky that the Pacifica Radio Archives has been able to digitally remaster the intimacy, too, of this. You hear in the background, you hear the car in the background. I have some clips where you actually can hear his stomach growling because he's sitting there. He was a volunteer programmer at Pacifica. Who knows what we have amongst us, right? Who knows who we can bring into this radio station, into this network? I know that Richard Pryor also had a program on Pacifica as well at KPFA in Berkeley. And this is so worth supporting, folks. I want you to get this. I want you to get the complete Alan Watts collection. This has been digitally remastered. There is a 3-CD set. Don't be fooled by the amount of CDs. These are MP3 CDs. There are over 28 hours of Alan Watts, the complete Alan Watts collection. It is available to you at the $150 level. Please give us a call right now. I'm bringing this to you because it is so very important to keep the archives alive and well. We want to support them. We want to support Pacifica. And I want to give you something that your brain really, really needs. It's Alan Watts. Trust me. It's going to blow your mind when you actually hear the content. You get 28 hours for a mere $150 pledge. I have a very lofty goal. I have thousands of dollars to raise. And at $150, you know that would be very hard. I'd need 33 of you to call up and get the complete Alan Watts collection. 33 of you calling would be fantastic, but I also know that we need to have some people who can pledge at the higher level, and we have some great gifts for you. We have this is like the first time we've been able to offer this. I asked the archives if we could do this, and they went into a meeting and talked about it and said, oh, okay, we'll allow this for the audience. So this is the next level, the $300 level. We have the history of From the Vault. This is an 8-gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. And with that, not only do you get the complete Alan Watts collection, which we are focusing in on, which by itself is $150, but you get it in the $300 pack, you get 342 hours. So you're going to get not only Alan Watts, but you get George Carlin, you get Howard Zinn, you get voices that are you'll never ever find anywhere else. Dr. Cornel West, Malcolm X, Paul Robeson, you get Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You get so very much in the $300 level in that 8-gigabyte jump drive. But guess what? You get two of them. That's right. You pledge for one, you get two. So you can give this as a donation to a university, to your local high school. It is absolutely incredible. And the other voices that you're going to hear in this $300 pack, it's an 8-gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content. You get not one, but two of them. You get to hear Audre Lorde, Jim Morrison, Noam Chomsky, Jimi Hendrix, Alan Watts, Kurt Vonnegut, Gore Vidal, Henry Miller, Paul Robeson. Again, the list goes on and on and on. And for those of you who can pledge at the $1,000 level, I really could use. I have a $5,000 goal, okay? I'm not offering you, a thank you gift that's going to make you look 10 years younger. I'm not offering you something that you're going to lose 15, 20 pounds with. I'm not offering you something as simple as that. I'm offering you an alternative way of thinking. And this has been my mantra here at the station, is that I work my tail off to make sure that we're able to raise enough money. Then I try and raise enough money so that the programs and the programmers who maybe don't have the ability to raise thousands of dollars, they have other skill sets, all right? They have other passions. They bring you the best at what they do. Whatever whatever it is, if it's from the community, if it's on issues of what's happening, new things that are available for people with disabilities, if it's talking about the unions and the struggle with that, they know what they're doing. But maybe they can't raise the money that some of us here at the station can. Well, that's my job. I need to raise a lot of money so that we can bring you these voices that really need to be heard. And how I do that is I try and come up with things that I think you're going to like. I am offering this to you right now as a way for you to not only help the station, help this network, help the archives out as well, because we are getting these from the archives, but also to help yourself out, to keep the station alive and well. $150 gets you the complete Alan Watts collection, 28 hours of this marvelous man. The phone lines are lighting up. That's great. I want to see more of you. I need to see a whole heck a lot of you. I wasn't going to say that other word. If you could pledge at the $300 level, again, that is an incredible, incredible investment in this radio station. And you're going to get 2-for-1, a BOGO, right? Buy one, get one free. You get 342 hours of content from the archives, and that's an 8-gigabyte jump drive. You're going to get 2 of those jump drives, okay? So you're going to get the complete Alan Watts, plus all of the other, the 342 program series from the vault, and the Archivist Circle Pack, which is a $1,000 pledge. I would love to see at least one of you calling up this hour and getting the Archivist Circle. In the Archivist Circle, again, you get 2 of these gifts. It is 800 plus hours from the archives. It includes the Alan Watts and so much more. There, in addition to the Alan Watts material, you get the Pacifica's audiobooks. You get the Orwell, the George Orwell, the 1984. It's a 12-hour reading from June Ferre and Frank Morgan. And the 1984 is one of my favorite books ever. And it is read live on the air. And that is also completed in the $1,000 Archivist Circle. Again, you get 2 of those gifts. But I need you right now to pick up the phone and support this amazing radio station that brings you voices like Alan Watts. And in particular, the collections that we're offering this hour, not only the complete Alan Watts collection, the 3-CD set, 28 hours, but we're also offering material from the Pacifica Radio Archives that is just, it's not only that you cannot find it anywhere else. This is the kind of material that we need to get into the hands of so many people, into the hands of young people. I'm sure a lot of young people probably know the latest, you know, information about the latest song that's on the radio, or maybe what the Kardashians are up to. But this kind of material is really what they should be exposed to, because folks like Maya Angelou, Audre Lorde, Jimi Hendrix, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Paul Robeson, Gore Vidal, George Carlin, not to mention 28 hours of the brilliant Alan Watts. That is in the history of From the Vault. That is from that 8-gigabyte jump drive that you get 342 hours of classic content, and it's not found anywhere. It's not found anywhere else but right here. And that is available to you for a $300 pledge. And you don't get one of them, but you get 2 of them, so that you can give that to a university, donate it to a university or a high school, so that these wonderful, wonderful speakers, that many of them have passed and are no longer here, but their voice and their message can continue. That is available by calling this number, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We are playing clips from the complete Alan Watts collection. This is a 3-CD set available to you, 28 hours of Alan Watts, available for a mere $150 tax-deductible contribution at 212-209-2950. And again, a lofty goal of $5,000, that is a lot of money to raise in a short amount of time. So if there's someone out there who has the wherewithal, if you have the ability to pledge at a higher level, higher than 150, higher than 300, if you can pledge at the $1,000 level, you will get the Archivist Circle Pack. And that is an amazing package from the Pacifica Radio Archives. You don't get one of those, but you get two of them for a $1,000 pledge. Over 800 hours of content, which includes Black History Month collection. That's 30 hours by itself. The History from the Vault, which is 342 hours. The audiobooks, which is 200 hours. The complete Alan Watts collection, and so much more. All of that for a $1,000 contribution to WBAI, this radio station that is... has been so important to the community, so important to people for so many years, and we need to keep it strong. There are changes happening. You can hear it. You can feel it. Let's keep it going. Let's support it and get yourself some incredible content you ain't going to find nowhere else but right here, right now. 212-209-2950. Give us a call at 212-209-2950. Let us go now to a bit more from Alan Watts in this. We're going to hear him talk about the task of the prophet and what fear does to people. Let's listen and keep those calls coming in, please.
Now, the prophet, the preacher, in pointing out the possible doom of horror, creates precisely this state of uncertainty. Because he is saying, if you will do these things, you can avoid it. If you will do your duty, if you will do the will of God, if you will follow the course of reason, you will get out of the situation, which he proceeds to depict in the most vivid terms that he can in order to terrorize people into being reasonable. But it seems to me that, as I've already suggested, over the whole history of the use of this kind of propaganda, that there is absolutely no evidence to commend it as an effective tool. People are more fascinated by the description of doom than they are dissuaded from it. And I think those, all but those who are interested in persuading human beings, in trying to establish the councils of reason, ought to recognize at this point in history that the technique of old-fashioned prophecy, the technique of preaching, simply has not worked. I suppose we can take a lesson from the advertising people. Probably those advertisements which attract and promise something highly desirable are more effective than those which utter warnings. It's true, of course, that people will be persuaded, say, to fork out tax money under circumstances of national danger, rather than in times of peace. Fear somehow unites human beings to do things. In the words of the poet Lawrence Binyon, in a rather sentimental poem about the First World War, he says, "The cares we hugged dropped out of vision. Our hearts with deeper thoughts dilate. We step from the days of sour division into the grandeur of our fate." But those are poems which praise the virtues of action when it's all too late. Action in the circumstances of a crisis which can no longer be avoided. A crisis into which we have fallen. And our falling has not been prevented, but perhaps assisted by all the talk of the doom for which we were headed. Now, it seems to me that this theory of persuasion rests on another theory that's less conscious. It rests ultimately on the theory that there is a divorce between human reason and human passions. That, in other words, the instinctual or organic or physiological organization of man is something, on the one hand, which is inherently selfish and stupid, but that somehow or other we have been endowed with a faculty of reason opposed to the stupid and blind cravings of the organism. And that the task of being civilized is to make the blindness and the passions of the human organism responsive to the voice of reason. Now note this, that although this is a current attitude, a current feeling about man's nature and man's task, that when the prophet speaks, he doesn't speak entirely with the voice of reason. He appeals to fear. And a great deal of his argument consists not really in argument, in rational discourse at all, but in the depiction of horrible consequences of things that may happen if we don't do what's reasonable. Very, very rarely is the prophet a lover of mankind in the sense, every lover in the sexual sense of the word is a wooer. And very rarely, hardly ever in the whole literature of philosophy and religion, does one come across a prophet who, instead of warning, instead of trying to change people by threatening them, tries to change them by wooing them.
That is Alan Watts. And folks, we have a wonderful, wonderful thank you gift to offer you. We have 28 hours of Alan Watts, the complete Alan Watts collection. This has been digitally remastered from tapes that were painstakingly put together and available to you on a 3-CD set. It's an MP3 3-CD set, 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection. You will not find this collection anywhere else. And what he talks about there, it makes perfect sense right now, because look at the state of the world that we are in right now. It has been so much has been done in the name of fear. The terrorists, the economy. We must do this or this is going to happen. We must take away your civil liberties. We must spy on you, don't you know? We must invade your privacy. We must know every single thing about you. We must track you. Because if we don't, then this is going to happen. There is very, very little love involved in any of that. And what he says is that this is something that we need to transcend, and it is an age-old, it's something that has been used for centuries on people, and he just lays it out. And this is just a tiny portion of the 28 hours that you get of Alan Watts. Again, you want to pick this up, and it is available right now, right here, and only through this wonderful institution. There's a couple levels you can pledge at. There's a couple calls that just came in. That is beautiful. You can pledge at the $150 level. You'll get the complete Alan Watts collection. Years and years. He was a volunteer programmer at Pacifica. Okay? And you hear in the background, again, like I was mentioned earlier, you'll hear cars in the background. You'll hear his stomach growling. You know, this was conscious radio, and it was so different, and it is still today this so different. If you're just tuning in, you're like, who was that? That, my friends, was Alan Watts. That was a British-born philosopher who interpreted Eastern philosophy, brought it to the Western societies, brought it to the United States, and really opened so many people's eyes to something other than religion, other than this fear thing of you shall do this and there'll be an angry God. You either do this or an angry God is going to smite you and you're going to live in an eternal damnation. Blah, 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 blah. He said, no, there's other ways, and there's other people believe in other things. And he talks about karma. He talks about so many important things that we can bring to today. The law of retribution talks about being an ordinary human being, that we all have these sides, both good and not so good and how we can resolve these things. He's a wonderful philosopher, and everything that he talks about is so applicable today. Phone lines are starting to hop. That means that Alan, Mr. Alan Watts, is speaking to you. $150, that's the first level. You'll get 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection, available nowhere else. You can't find it on Google, on Amazon. Can't go to your big Walmart store and find it. Thank goodness. Only right here. And you can pledge at the $150 level, or you can bump it up to the $300 level. At the $300 level, my loves, you get the fantastic 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. I begged and pleaded and said, please let me offer this. Please. I love the content from the archives. And they said, okay. So with this $300 contribution, and it's a tax deduction, you're going to get an 8-gigabyte jump drive. Actually, you're going to get two of them, because this is, you pledge for one, you get one free. So you'll have an 8-gigabyte jump drive with 342 hours that features Alan Watts, the complete collection. Jimi Hendrix, George Carlin, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Noam Chomsky, Edward Said, Paul Robeson, Henry Miller, you name it, Gore Vidal, just 342 hours of incredible content. You're going to get two of those jump drives, so you can keep one for yourself, give one to a university or a high school. Dare I say, if a high school actually got a hold of this material, they could actually really educate children to be critical thinkers. This is what we need to do with this, with our society right now, is to become more critical thinkers. I get in trouble for being a critical thinker here myself. Sometimes it's like, no, go along with the story. Go along with what they say is, this is what's happening. And I always think that I want to say that the emperor is butt naked. If the emperor ain't wearing any clothes, or if the government is lying to me, I want to say, hey, the government's lying. We talked about the government spying on us a long time ago, but nobody believed. Everybody said, that's conspiracy. Yeah. Okay, $300 level gets you the two. You get two of them, 8-gigabyte jump drives from the Pacifica Radio Archives. And for those of you who can pledge at the $1,000 level, you shall be my BFF, my best friend forever. The Archivist Circle is a $1,000 pledge. And with that, again, you get the pledge one. Pledge for one, you get one free. This is tons of content. You get 2 8-gigabyte jump drives, a 16-gigabyte jump drive. The phone answers will tell you everything that you get, but basically you get over 800 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. We offered these thank you gifts during the National Pacifica Radio Archives fund drive that we had, and it was not available to any of the stations. Again, I asked if we could offer this again, and they said, okay. So do me proud, listeners. Please call in and pledge either at the $1,000 level. You're going to get so much material. You have a great tax write-off. Or if you can pledge at the $300 level, you get 342 hours. Or if you pledge at the $150 level, you get 28 hours of Alan Watts. Only Alan Watts, but it is so well worth it. The number to call is this, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Your contributions to this radio station are so very important. Your contributions help keep Pacifica Radio on the air. And don't forget that Alan Watts was a volunteer programmer way back in the day up at our sister station in Berkeley, in California. And your donations, your support allows the station to exist for people like Alan Watts to come in and do a program that he did. And it's so beautiful that we were able to digitally remaster these programs and to keep them for generations to come. We have a few different levels that you can pledge your support at. I need a whole bunch of people calling this hour, and I only have, we're halfway through the show, so I need to get some of you on the line right now. If you want to pledge at the $150 level, that is a great level because you're going to get 3 CDs of Alan Watts. It's the complete Alan Watts collection, 28 hours of content. Again, I've mentioned this before and I have to drive the point home. This is exclusive to Pacifica because you're not going to find it anywhere else. Those programs that he did are not available anywhere else. It's only right here. And for a $150 contribution, tax-deductible write-off, you will get all 3 CDs, all 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection. Call now, 212-209-2950. If you can pledge a little bit more, The history of From the Vault. This is an 8 gigabyte jump drive that is 342 hours. This is the best of the best, okay, from the Pacifica Radio Archives. Again, material, voices that you're never going to hear anywhere else. This is a $300 pledge, and when you call up and pledge right now, this hour, you're not going to get one of these jump drives, but you get two of them. So, you know, basically you can have one for yourself, for your family, for your listening pleasure. Good luck getting through all 342 hours. That's a lot of material. But you also have another one that you can give to a as a gift to someone, to a young person. Maybe you have someone in your life who's a student who's going to high school or university, and you want to give them the gift of knowledge, the gift of not only the complete collection of Alan Watts, which I think is any person's beautiful gift. That's a great gift for someone. But then you also give the voices of people like Alice Walker, like Martin Luther King Jr., like John and Alice Coltrane, James Baldwin, Gore Vidal, Paul Robeson, Malcolm X. So many important voices that people don't hear anymore. And more importantly, the messages behind them, the struggles that were behind all of these great speeches, all of these great, wonderful speakers that are included on this 8 gigabyte jump drive. You can put that, drop it, put it in your computer. You can, there's also a format, so it tells you exactly what's on all of this content. You can give that jump drive to a young person, and you're going to be supporting the maintenance, basically, of this radio station to stay alive. But you're also, your donation is helping preserve the voices. Help preserve the voices like Martin Luther King Jr., like James Baldwin, like Alan Watts. Call right now. That number to call to get that for a $300 pledge, remember, you get not one but two of these jump drives, is 212-209-2950. And I could really use an angel out there who can pledge at the $1,000 level. If you can, we will get you the Archivist Circle. This is also a two-for-one. Nobody else, I promise you, no other station within Pacifica is allowed to offer this. I asked the Archives if we can do this for WBAI, and Brian DeShazer, the director, said, okay. And this is the Archivist Circle, over 800 hours. It includes the entire Black History Month collection, as well as all of the audiobooks that Pacifica has, the complete Alan Watts collection as well. It's a $1,000 pledge. You get not one of those packs, but two of them, and you will get my love and affection forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Zero. Kay, I love Alan Watts. I want you to hear more. You don't want to hear me anymore. I see the phone lines lighting up. I tell you what, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust that you're going to keep calling, because this next clip I want to play is so beautiful. Strap in, get your seatbelt on, and listen. Let your mind be blown out of this. This is so incredible. Talking about truth and relativity, and talking about our health and guilt. Yes, guilt. This is Alan Watts just laying it out for you. If you feel him, if you feel what you're hearing, please call up and get it. Get it. Get it. This is not available anywhere else.
Logically speaking, you see, health, harmonious functioning, is something totally opposed and exclusive of warfare. But the contradiction exists only if you suppose that these two things are on the same level of magnification. War at one level is peace at another. And so isn't it possible to approach the problems of freedom and determinism in rather the same way? That what is free at one level, or voluntary, is determined at another. And that the truth of the matter depends upon the level about which we're speaking. The problem naturally also applies to ethics. that seen from a very, very vast cosmic point of view, what we do, whether it's right or wrong, doesn't matter very much. It all seems somehow or other to work out, to fit in, to build up a harmony at a very vast level. But looking at it from a more circumscribed point of view, what we do matters very much indeed, whether it be good or evil. People seem to be afraid that if a human being takes any of these differing points of view simultaneously, they will fight with each other, and the one that's easier to take, the one that serves self-interest most, will conquer the other one. There is, of course, always that danger. Nevertheless, it seems to me to be vitally important to be able to take both points of view simultaneously. In the case of the illustration of the city, it is quite obvious why one should be able to take both points of view. For if the individual unit of the population does not become aware of the vast problems which require intelligent handling and planning, he does indeed run a very serious danger through overestimating the power of his simply individual adaptability and intelligence. On the other hand, the prophets of almost imminent doom for the great cities must take into consideration the faithfulness and intelligence of the individuals and not regard them as mere statistical blobs. So in the same way, with regard to, say, the problems of guilt, responsibility and guilt, where the freedom of action of the individual is enormously emphasized and the deterministic aspect of it is underemphasized, the individual can feel guilty about things that he's done to a completely excessive degree. A guilt can, in other words, become a state of consciousness which really prevents constructive change of behavior entirely. It's, say, the alcoholic situation, who is in a vicious circle of guilt. Because when he feels guilty because he drinks too much, he has to go on drinking in order to get rid of the guilt. Because it seems to me that, at any rate in its extreme forms, guilt is an emotion which blocks the possibility of intelligent action. This, then, is why it seems to me constructive rather than destructive for every human being to know that his evil, his selfishness, his immorality, or whatever it may be, only penetrates, shall we say, into his being to a limited depth. Beyond that depth, there is a core, a center, which is at once his own and at once universal, something like the Hindus call the Atman, at which he is beyond good and evil and beyond guilt, where, shall we say, he is profoundly sane. I believe it's a real hallmark of sanity that a person who is fundamentally human and mature always has the awareness of that center in himself somewhere.
Alan Watts, and that is from a small excerpt from the complete Alan Watts collection, available right here, right now, and only here. This is a 3-CD set. It's an MP3 CD set. So you're going to get 28 hours of this wonderful, wonderful philosopher. Mr. Alan Watts, who left us in 1973, but thanks to the Pacifica Radio Archives, lives on forever and ever. And hopefully, to with your contribution, we can keep his voice alive. I've never offered Alan Watts. I am a huge fan of his work. And the 11 years that I've been here, I have never, ever been able to be able to offer this. And I am so happy that I can right now. If you called earlier and had some trouble getting on the line, we had a flurry of calls, and we do have some open lines right now. You can pledge at, there's a couple different levels. You can pledge at the $150 level. This does make a wonderful, wonderful gift for a young person, though. This is, again, 28 hours, three CDs. That is the first level, and if you can pledge at the next level, we have something very, very special. Again, this has never been offered here during our regular fund drives. This is something that the Pacifica Radio Archives did offer during their special two-day drive. I was so excited about this, I asked if we could offer it, and I am so happy that we can. This is... wow, $300 altogether. This is the entire history of From the Vault. This is on a 8 gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content. So that includes, obviously, the complete Alan Watts collection. You get that, and you get so much more. You get the 1984, the live reading of 1984, George Orwell's 1984, one of my favorite pieces. You get just hours and hours, 342 hours from the archives, voices that you will never hear anywhere else, and content you will never, ever find anywhere else. Everything from George Carlin, there's Alice Walker, there's the great Howard Zinn, there's Noam Chomsky. I'm just looking through this list here. There's so much material in this $300 gift. Also, by the way, I want you to know that in addition to all those voices that you get on the 342 hours of content, that 8 gigabyte jump drive, you don't get just one jump drive, you get two. So you can give this as a gift to someone. You can donate it to a university or to a high school. Very, very important. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, James Baldwin, Dr. Cornel West. These voices really do need to be heard by our young people, and especially the philosophy and the teachings of Alan Watts. I think this is something that every young person should wrap their heads around. It's not too deep for them. They get it, folks. It's simple. It's actually quite, quite simple. So pledge at the $150 level, get the 28 hours of the complete Alan Watts collection, or pledge $300, get that whole Alan Watts collection plus much, much more. 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives, and you get two of them. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Folks, give us a call. We have less than 10 minutes to go, and we need to raise a lot of money this hour. In those 10 minutes, I would love to see 10 people calling up and getting the $300 gift, which is the history of From the Vault, 8 gigabyte jump drive. Not one, but you get two of them for that pledge. I would love to see a few of you call up right now and get that. And if there's an angel out there who can pledge $1,000, do it right now. Pick up the phone and call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I have a very large, lofty goal this hour. I'm looking for a $5,000 total this hour. That is very tough when you're talking about $150 a pop. I need 33 people calling to get the complete Alan Watts collection. 33 people calling and getting that. So I have the a very special $1,000 thank you gift that is available. This is the complete. This is every single thing from the Pacifica Radio Archives. It's called the Archivist Circle Pack, and this is over 800 hours. Of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. And you don't get just one of these packs, you get two of them. So for $1,000, you're going to get an incredible write-off at the end of the year. You're going to get over 800 hours of material. You're going to support Pacifica. Okay. You're going to support the Pacifica Radio Archives, and you're going to get that great tax write-off, and you're going to make me be very, very happy. There's another call coming in. Again, pledge at whatever level you can, but if you want to take a thank you gift, the complete Alan Watts collection is $150, 28 hours of content from Alan Watts. And I want you to hear more from Alan Watts. This, I hope, will convince you. I just want you to listen to what he has to say, and maybe this will convince you to call up and pledge support, either at the $150 level or the $300 level, or if there's an angel out there, I tell you what, I have 10 minutes to go to reach my angel who can pledge at the $1,000 level. And remember, this contribution that you're going to be giving us is so very vitally important to keep the voices like Alan Watts and to keep all the voices that you hear in the Pacifica Radio archives, including Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and so many others. We even have Nelson Mandela, I think, in there as well. Keep these voices alive. Please, folks, call us now. This is Alan Watts talking about how we are all just ordinary human beings. I want you to think about that the next time you're in line. Maybe you're going to the store. Maybe your tempers are just kind of getting a little short. Maybe your family members are bugging you. Please listen to this and take it to heart, Mr. Alan Watts.
It's always a terrible experience to find out that one's idol has feet of clay. This is something that happens so often to people when they discover that their admired psychiatrist or minister or hero turns out, after all, to be just a rather ordinary human being. And I suppose that kind of nasty surprise is liable to be the fate of almost any person who preaches or who in any way advises people how they ought to live their lives. I sometimes feel that there's a law of compensation operating in human nature, so that underneath one is very liable to be the opposite of what one is on top. And I sometimes wonder whether there is really any such thing as an ideal human being. I haven't yet met one. That is to say, an ideal human being in the sense in which many people expect a human being to be ideal. You know, loving and charitable all the way through, down to his very root and core. Mature, balanced, of good taste all the way through. Full of courage all the way through. Having no fear at his heart. Or at any rate, if there is a fear, one that is so thoroughly mastered as hardly to matter. And I'm troubled quite often because, as I talk about various forms of philosophy, Eastern and Western, and try to express my own philosophy, again and again I've seemed to be taken as one who is telling people what they ought to do and is therefore in some way supposed to be himself something more than an ordinary human being. And I have no pretensions myself to be anything special at all. And although I suppose there are sometimes things that I say in expressing Taoistic or Buddhistic ideas that might be taken in the sense of telling people that they ought to be different, that is not the spirit in which this kind of thing is said at all. Now, I grant that there is a place in life for the person who tells people that they ought to be different. And there is also a place in life for the kind of disciplines whereby we change ourselves. After all, in anything that one does, there can be improvement. If you're a painter, you can improve your technique. If you're a poet, you can do likewise. And so in the same way, one can improve one's technique of dealing with human relations, of dealing with one's friends or family, up to a point. But it strikes me that whenever a person decides to make a major improvement at any point in his life, he probably has to pay for it in some other direction.
That is Alan Watts, and that is from the complete Alan Watts collection, available nowhere else but right here, right now, at Pacifica Radio. Three CDs, 28 hours. It is available for a $150 contribution to this amazing radio station right here, WBAI. 212-209-2950. I want to have so many people get this material and share it with others. The 28 hours, these three CDs, you can burn them onto an MP3 player if you like, put them onto your smartphone if you want, but you're going to have a collection of, an exclusive collection of Alan Watts that is absolutely stunning in breadth. The number again is 212-209-2950. If you can pledge a little bit more at the $300 level, we have an incredible gift from the archives, and it's called The History of From the Vault. This is an 8-gigabyte jump drive. That means there are 342 hours of content. You get not one jump drive, but two of them for your contribution of $300. Again, 342 hours of content. It includes the entire collection of Alan Watts. It includes folks like Jim Morrison, Noam Chomsky, Audre Lorde, Maya Angelou, Jimi Hendrix, Allen Ginsberg, Alice Walker, Edward Said, Ray Bradbury, Martin Luther King Jr., the John Coltrane, James Baldwin, George Carlin, there's a whole collection as well, Gore Vidal, and many, many, many more. And again, that is available for a mere $300 contribution. You get two of those jump drives, and I have literally about a minute to go. So you have 60 seconds to pick up the phone and support this type of content right here on WBAI. The work of Alan Watts is being celebrated and is being preserved through the Pacifica Radio Archives. And your contribution, be it $150 or $300 or at the $1,000 level, getting the Archivist Circle Pack, which is a massive amount of content. Those dollars that you bring in to this radio station are going to help continue to preserve the words and wisdom of not only Alan Watts, but all of those other people that I mentioned that are in the jump drive, the History of From the Vault jump drive for $300 pledge. Those voices can be continued to be preserved thanks to your donations. 212-209-2950. I have only seconds to go. I have about 30 seconds left in this broadcast. I need your help right now. I need you to pick up the phone and pledge at whatever level you can. But if you want a thank you gift, we'll send you 28 hours of Alan Watts for a $150 contribution. If you want 342 hours of brilliant content from voices that need to be heard, they need to be preserved, pledge at the $300 level. But call right now. Do not let me down. 212-209-2950. Don't let WBAI down. This radio station has been for you through so much. We need to support it. We need to make sure that it stays around for many, many years so that our children and our great-grandchildren can hear the beautiful words that come from this amazing radio station. And it's only powered by you, not by batteries, not by big multinational corporations. It's only brought to the people by the people. So please, pick up the phone. Call right now. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Pledge at whatever level you can. I want to thank, well, I am out of time, so I have to go. I want to thank my wonderful board op, Reggie. I want to thank everyone who's called in and pledged support. I'm Christine Blosdale. I want you to stay tuned because there's more incredible Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on this amazing radio station, WBAI.
Hi, this is Julian Joiello, and I'm a listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm a student at NYU, and I live in New York City. And I want to shout out to the other young listeners of WBAI. We have to help keep the station going, and the easiest way to do it is through the WBAI Buddy System. If you donate as little as $10 a month, you have proactively promoted free speech radio. Go to the website, WBAI.org, click the donate button, and make a difference.
Hi everyone, Juliana Forlano here from Absurdity Today on Free Speech TV. Join me and some of today's best political satirists on the Juliana Forlano Show, where we'll cover the important issues of the day, and we'll do it in a way that won't make you want to hide under your bed and eat a bunch of Ben and Jerry's. Our show has jokes, parody, and political satire, alongside interviews with powerful speakers and important newsmakers, but the good kind, you know, like activists and scientists and people who prefer peace to war. Of course, you, our beloved audience, will have a chance to call in with your questions and comments and talk directly with our guests. Join us every Monday through Thursday live on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. You can stream us live at WBAI.org or find the archive there and listen whenever you want.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio and online at WBAI.org.
The role of media in a democratic society should be to empower people to make decisions.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years.
You have very few powerful media outlets that are actually doing the two things that I think are the most central aims of good journalism, which is to give voice to the voiceless and hold those in power accountable.
WBAI, your community alternative.
When I leave, you remember I said, with the last words on my lips, I am.
And I thank you. Let me say thank you to all you people out there.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
Thank you, people. Thank you. When I leave, you can remember I said, with the last words on my lips, I am revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that.
And you're tuned to Rather Station, WBAI, 99.5 FM, New York. 1 minute after 3 o'clock, 212-209-2950. That's the pledge line. We need to get 5 callers at 212-209-2950 at the $200 level.
Captain America, too black, too strong, causing mass hysteria, trying to reach my freedom of speech and expressing myself, torching the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's all the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk, cause the system works, jerk. My people, the people, all around the pigs work. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my right in this writing. The Constitution, yo, that's an illusion, huh? Suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover, the red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag, like many others take the same turn. Like me, they yearn for the flag too. A nightmare. I want the people to wake up to the lies, the pigs make up. Imperialistic swans that I grind into bacon bits. Call the fist because I ain't taking. I'm not a Nazi or a Cappy or a Farmy, but you want me in prison because I'm messy attack. The flag, I rag it and snag it and drag it and rip it to shreds. Because I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded because I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy. I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy, so just hand me a flag from the fastest. And watch me burn that piece up to ashes. Cause the real meaning is what the message must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn. Let's find the people who hate this. These are the places we'll hit.
Panama, talking about Peru, Azania, Brixton, Belfast, can't forget Korea, Beirut, can't forget Haiti, Iran, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Mexico. Talk about uptown Harlem, New York City, y'all. And Nicaragua, East and South Central LA, California IA, Miami. Do or die, Bed-Stuy. Never ran, never will, Brownsville. Boogie down, South Bronx. Yeah. Thinking they slick, contradicting their own, taking me for a fool. They sent my man Joey to jail and now they got him in court because he brought in the flag. That's the name of the game, well I quit playing. I doubt the suckers want you to hear what I'm saying about this nation. Freedom supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maim and mangle, the star spangle. I'm not trying to diss you, I use the flag like toilet tissue to wipe my black ass. What? You think that I'm a jackass? I see a flag and I attack fast with some fire, my desire to burn. What? Betty Ross sold up. The truth I show up about America, America, home of the brave, land of the free. Boom! This is the home of the slave. Now hold on, just a mother minute. You gave me freedom of speech in the First Amendment. So why wanna scold me when I toss you the flag? I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and burn. You must lose. We know which way you're going. We know which way you're going. Brothers on the slide, what you gonna hide?
O bicho do coco entrou minha casa, minha cabeça.